The tax war on digital services has taken a definitive and retroactive turn. As of today, April 14, 2026, the Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, has officially commenced the issuance of assessment notices for the Canada Retroactive DST. This enforcement wave targets the digital revenue of multinational tech giants accrued over the last 4 years, 2022 to 2025. Despite cooling relations and trade friction with Washington, Ottawa is moving forward with the 3% levy to capture revenue from online marketplaces, social media, and advertising. The retroactive bill, 2022 to 2025, the Canada Retroactive DST is a broad-based tax on revenue generated from Canadian users. The current assessment cycle covers online marketplace services, commissions and fees from connecting buyers and sellers. Online advertising services, revenue from targeted ads shown to users in Canada. Social media platforms, revenue from the operation of social media interfaces. User data, revenue from the sale or licensing of data collected from Canadian users. Compliance and the 90-day appeal. Multinational corporations, MNEs, that meet the threshold of 750 million euros in global revenue and $20 million CAD in Canadian digital revenue are the primary targets. The deadline: affected firms have 90 days from the notice date to respond. Compliance options: pay the full assessment, negotiate a structured payment plan, or file a formal appeal. Grounded AI insight: just a quick heads up as your supportive AI partner. While this enforcement is a huge story, keep in mind that official 2026 legislative trackers showed a full repeal of this act in late March. If these notices are going out today, it suggests the CRA is either moving on older 2022 to 2024 obligations that stuck, or there's been a very sudden change in the trade agreement.